Hello, what's up? Shafiq here. Today podcast is about question, what will happen if there will suddenly no computers, tablets or phone of any kind anywhere on earth? In fact, I have imagined if the world today is returning to the old time when all the facilities and information were not easily accessible, when no word exists, every piece of information is on our fingertips. I have this imaginable when I see today children always playing with their smartphone, preferring to be alone than chatting, playing with friends or engaging in sweating activity. These include my own addition to the new gadget that appear on the market. Of course, it has a lot of difficulties and problem will exist if the no gadget in the world. Plus consider to our current situation, pandemic COVID-19. Let we see on education perspective, like our current way that we use in lecture session or class session. We use internet via WebEx to communicate with a lecturer and student. But imagine that we have to use all by letter because we prohibit from physically attend for class. All university close. All we have the only method only by letter to communicate with each other. Imagine lecturer via letter, assignment discussion via letter. Okay, maybe I think 1 year we don't even finish one semester. It's more disadvantage when the technology not exists. Okay, for the second question, what will happen if we had to live in the world without electricity? Okay, for me, we can live without electricity around us, but the limitation of our activities may be only in the daytime. Rather, on the night, we cannot see anything. The only way if we want to do the activity in the night, we have to use the kerosene lamps, like the old time that our grandfather or grandmother used to. I think all the cities in this world, around 7, all will die. At night, everyone will stay in the house with family. Also, the beneficial for us, we free from the utilities bills that will burden us monthly or a year. Okay, for the third question, what will happen if I woke up one morning to discover I had a change into a cartoon character? Okay, at my childhood age, I always imagine and really want to be a character in the cartoon I watch. If I woke up in the morning to be on the character I really want, I think I will happy until the end because as we know, cartoon always show us unlogically situation such as even if the character hit by the car 100 times, it still returned to its original state. We can do things that always entertaining, and there will be no more sadness, because the world of cartoon is a world that children fantasize about, and there will always be something fun to do. Okay, next question. What will happen if all the animals in the world could suddenly communicate with us in our own language? Okay, I used to have a cat named Lucy while I was in secondary school. When I'm lonely, I usually talk to Lucy, play with Lucy, and Lucy even liked to sleep on my chest. I always caress Lucy and hope it was talking, so I could easily call it Lucy to eat or sleep, because that's the only things that Lucy doesn't understand or follow. If that happened, I don't think I need someone to express my feeling any longer. Instead, I probably spend a lot of time with Lucy, eating, sleeping, watching TV, showering, and doing other nice things together. For the last question, what will happen if I discover my best friend was a superhero? Okay, first of all, it is not my dream to be a friend with a superhero. However, if I discover my best friend was a superhero, I wanted to test out his extraordinary abilities. Of course, I will keep it a secret from the public. And I also will help him by providing the information about robberies, kidnapping, and even if he was free time, I will asking him to help me doing heavy work that ordinary people cannot do. Okay, that's all for me. I hope you will enjoy my podcast. It's about what will happen if this statement. Hope you enjoy it and have a good day.